Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Following the Pats' dramatic win on Sunday, we were inside the locker room again on Monday afternoon. But unfortunately, most, if not all, of the conversation was about tight end Rob Gronkowski and his status as it remains for the rest of the season. Rob Ninkovich, Matthew Slater, and others talked about how they're moving on without him. Hear what they had to say about that and more in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
Unfortunately, we've had to take the field without him in the past, and we've had to, you know, figure out ways to still be productive without him, and we're going to have to try to do that again. And, you know, it's really unfortunate that we face the circumstances that we do, but injury is a terrible part of this game, but it's a reality of this game, and we just kind of have to push through it. And, you know, like I was saying last night, we got to play for those guys that are not out there with us. They put a lot into it. And we can't pack it in now, so we got to go out and play for those guys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, definitely unfortunate that, you know, we have to deal with another situation like an injury, a serious injury. But, you know, again, that's it's the nature of the business, and you got to just move on. And, you know, we all feel bad for Rob. And, you know, you hope for a speedy recovery. And, you know, we just got to continue here fighting. We got 3 games to go.
You know, as our captain spoke, drive Mayo, you know, the next guy mentality. But, you know, that's from week one always. You know, it's not who we don't have. Like I always say, it's who we do have. And we're going to work with who we got and be good with them.
I just got to work. We got to work. Guys got to step up. They're going to ask us to do different roles than what we've done before, and that's expected, and we're just going to have to step up, and guys are going to have to make more plays, and hopefully the offense will be able to keep going.
Do you have too many injuries to make a long playoff run?
I don't think so. I think the mentality around here is, you know, next man up, and regardless of who's in the game, we have complete confidence that they're going to get the job done.
A win's a win in the NFL. That's how I look at it. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, hard-fought games across the whole league that go one way or the other. And, you know, it comes down to situational football, how we've finished games, how we've played at the end of the game to win the game. You know, Bill says it all the time, more games are lost in the NFL than they're won. So, you know, I think that comes down to playing good situational football. And, you know, I think we've been able to win these games in the end, and other teams have, you know, not played well in certain situations.
Fortunately for us, those situations have worked in our favor this year. They've come up a lot more than we probably thought when we were going over them in practice, but we've been able to execute, and like I was saying earlier, the ball's bounced our way a few times, and we've been real fortunate.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.